We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday banger right here. Yeah. B, I might have had some Scotties last night.
Did you?
I sure did. Lauren got home. I got my ass kicked at paddle last night, by the way. I'm going to confess to the world. We lost the first set 6-0. The second one was tight. It was 6-4, but ugh, that first one was bad. Right now, time to go to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our friend Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post. Nick, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We are good. We are, our guy Jeff Walker was out at the opening this morning. We're going to talk to him about it, but I was curious just kind of what you thought of the new sports book at FedEx Field. I know you were there.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. You know, it's like a lounge area inside FedEx Field. it's nice. I'm more curious about like kind of the long term. It's a regulation rules. They have a 5-year contract with Fanatics, so that pins them right up against the time when I guess they would try to find a new stadium eventually, hopefully. I'm always curious about what that means. But
what I think could be cool over there is, you know, Prince George's County officials have plans to like develop all that land.
Yeah.
So if you put like a big, like I'm thinking like a Reston Town Center type development, and then you have a sports book lounge there, like I imagine the license holds, that would be pretty cool.
It would be cool. You'd have more reason to go out there in the off season. You know, right now I'm like, would you go out to Landover just for the sports book now? I guess
that's the question I'm asking. That's the question I've been putting out there the whole time.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a nice place. But how many people are just hanging out near FedEx Field during the week?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll see. Let's talk about probably more pressing matters with this offensive coordinator search. We know they've interviewed Zampezi. They've interviewed Shermer and Charles London. Thomas Brown and Studsville are going to get the calls next week. What do you make of this search so far?
I mean, to me, it's kind of as expected. I mean, you're not... I think the trouble they're running into, and perhaps they expected it too, is they have two big things working against them. They have a pretty well-built team with a number of pieces that should intrigue, right? Between that receiving corps, they got good backs. You know, they can build up the line. That defense is solid, but they don't have the quarterback, and they have ownership uncertainty. And those are two major red flags if I'm an OC coming in and I have options. To me, that would take them off the board or significantly push them down. Now, if you're somebody who doesn't have a ton of options, it's a great opportunity. You know, it could very well be a lame duck position, a one and done. But you have something to work with this offense and especially the defense, and, you know, the rest of the staff is intact. And there's always that possibility that if a new owner comes in that, and, you know, the staff does well, the team does well, that they keep you beyond the year. But, you know, typically when a new owner comes in, he'll want his own guys, especially if the team isn't performing well.
And I think, if you're looking for the offensive coordinator, and what I thought was the people with credibility, they're going to probably say no. And we've already seen that happen. And the guys that probably need to, I'll take any job I get, or I'm somebody trying to get up, they'll take them. But when they start looking at the offense, yes, you have some great pieces, but you don't have a quarterback or an offensive line.
Exactly.
And I think as a coordinator, a play call, that's huge. Yeah.
I would add, and I don't mean this to – I like the running backs they have, But people in the NFL kind of believe running backs you churn and burn, right? Like it's not.
I believe that, but yeah. I think I've talked to two people that believe that they can really use Antonio Gibson in a different manner and a better way. But they also believe that he got to get tougher too.
How about this? Anybody that knows Resh Manuel on Twitter knows that he finds the most outrageous connections for people.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki, are you sitting down? You ready for this one?
I am.
Per Resh Manuel, fun fact about Commander's offensive coordinator candidate Eric Studesville, beyond just that he was B. Mitch's coach with the Giants. Studesville's wife, Stacy, was a standout basketball player at Purdue.
And I knew that.
Okay. She played for the Chicago Twisters of the now-defunct WBA.
Yeah.
Her coach with the Twisters was Stephanie Rivera.
Wow.
There's even another connection with Rivera. He was on the 2018 Eagle staff with Ron. They were both quality control coaches. Ron on defense, Studesville on offense. So they do have connections. I mean, they came up and – you know,
when was that?
With Reed.
What year was that?
98.
So
you're
still here.
Yeah, I was still here then.
All right. Yeah. So Ron was quality control. By the time you got there, he was linebacker coach?
Yeah.
Okay. And Studesville was gone.
He was at the Giants.
Okay. Man, it's interesting. We're talking with our friend Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post. You can follow her on Twitter at Nikki Jabala. I'm going to spell it NikkiJabvala. Nick, how would you handicap the race here for the OC? Who do you like is kind of – I kind of think Shermer's the favorite. I remember back in 2020 there were kind of some whispers that Shermer might get the job then, but he was kind of burnt out from being in New York. But I might be more excited about Studesville or Thomas Brown's who I've been advocating for all along. I don't know that he'll get it. And for a young guy to take a first-time ever OC job, I'm not sure this is the spot you take. What do you make of the race?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of who they may favor, I could totally see Shermer being the lead guy. I mean, Ron interviewed him in 2013 for the Panthers, too, has been interested for a number of years. You know, I could see that. I could see them kind of leaning that way. But, you know, from somebody from afar, to me, that doesn't feel a whole lot different from what you had in Scott Turner. Sure, the system could be slightly different. But does it change a whole lot? His track record doesn't do it for me. I think Charles London is very appealing. I really like Eric Studesville. I got to know him pretty well from our time together in Denver. Very well liked by players.
Yes.
And he was an interim head coach. He kind of cleaned up all the mess by Josh McDaniels when that went down in Denver. So I would love to see him get an opportunity, especially if it's kind of this weird situation where it could, you know, you could use it as a launching pad to something else. I mean, I know fans don't love to hear that, but it's reality. I think any of those intrigue me. It would at least be something different. I feel Pat Shermer is, we know what he is, we know what he's done, and it just doesn't really move the needle, but I could see why the team would have interest there.
I think when you look at it, I look back to when Coach Gibbs was here. Coach Gibbs and also Richie Pettibone. And everybody automatically assumed that those two guys automatically ran the team completely. But Wayne Sevier was a guy who connected with everybody on the team, and he did a lot of their leadership stuff for him. And I look at Eric very much like that, to where he can connect with players and get those guys to work in a way. Like, I think Ron would love that, you know, where you got somebody else that you can lock up with and make sure that the guys are listening to you in the right way. But I also think Eric has a keen way of keeping it, you know, little youthful for the coach, for the players.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and when I was in Denver, the guys loved him. He was as much a father figure to a lot of the guys. And there's always got to be a balance for a head or a coordinator or a head coach, really.
Yep.
You know, they have a job to do this, so they can't be buddy-buddy all the time. But there was respect there. There was a mutual respect. And he worked his butt off. You know, he's well-regarded within the league among coaches, so... I think he'd be great here, but we'll see. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if all this wraps up by the end of next week, and we'll kind of see where it goes from there.
I watched a little thing on Deion Sanders yesterday where he was talking to the players about just that, the coaches, about, you know, you're their coach. I don't want to see you all buddy-buddy hanging out with him, clubbing with him, and things of that nature. And I think that's where Eric – I was the same age as Eric when I played for him in Philly. I mean, in New York. And I had a respect for him, knowing that we were the same age, but I never really just tried to treat him like I was – you know. But I've had coaches that were older than me that couldn't get that respect because they never respected me. And I think that's where he ends up winning, because he respects his players.
Right. Absolutely.
My thing with Studsville is we've seen – there's a track record, at least with Shermer and Zampezi, and it's not great. Like, there's a record of what you've done in this position, and the numbers aren't great. I'd rather see somebody else get a chance.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. I want to switch to quarterbacks, Nick. CBS report maybe last weekend now that Sam Howell is QB1. B-Mitch and I kind of have a term. Well, he's QB1, but he's also
one QB.
Like, nobody else is on the team
There's nobody else on the roster, yeah.
Right.
So obviously he's the starter because he's the only one who's going to be under contract in March. Yeah, I mean, there's just common sense there to it. I do think they like him. I think they were impressed by him in that one start that he had. I think they were pleasantly surprised by where he is in his development. I think they would like to stay cheap at that position, and you do that by staying on rookie contracts. It allows them to kind of build out the roster. It also allows them to re-sign Daron Payne, which would be huge for that defensive line. I don't know if they can or will do that, but, you know, it gives them options there. And let's be real, their veteran options are not great. They never are in the offseason. You know, the really good veterans don't come available at quarterback.
Right.
You know, I think Kirk Cousins was one of the exceptions. It's just, you know, they could pay a lot and, you know, either trade or just wait for Derek Carr to get cut. Is that the answer? I don't know. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo, you got the injury history. He could still come at a premium. You know, so you turn to your younger guy, Sam Howell, maybe turn to the draft, maybe re-sign a second-year backup. Re-signing Taylor Heinicke would make a lot of sense to me.
Right. What do you think the chances are Heinicke's back?
I could see it going either way. You know, in past years, I'd be like, oh, yeah, he's you got to keep him, definitely. But, you know, I think a lot of it is up to him and what he wants, what options he'll have. You know, because I think you might have a couple options, especially after this last season, after turning around, you know, their 1-4 start and leading them into playoff contention. I think it'll come down to numbers. And if he wants to be back, it would definitely make sense. I've always believed that the backup quarterback is the second most important position on the field. You know, so if you can get one, you keep them for a long time.
I thought something out there. What if Scott Turner ends up somewhere? And that connection with he and Taylor, do you think that's somewhere where they will feel like, well, Scott pops up, Taylor follows Scott?
Yeah.
Because Scott was the one that fought for him.
Scott was the one that fought for him. I'm not sure, to be honest, you know. I'm not quite sure where Taylor's at after, you know, they did bench him for Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
So how does he feel about this staff? You know?
That's what I'm saying. Scott wasn't the decision maker, I believe, in that
There's
situation.
No way it was Scott's call.
And I would say if Scott Turner lands somewhere, then I can feel that he'll follow that.
No, for sure. I think that's a fair assessment. So, yeah, again, I think he might have options, and that's something they're going to need to consider. And I do think backup quarterback is especially important.
If I was Heinicke, I'd have two words on my mind. Highest bidder.
Yes, exactly.
I believe he can carve out a long-term NFL backup career and make some good coin, but I would start doing it as soon as possible. Last time,
he knows what it's like to be out of the league. He knows how close he was to not, you know, ever coming back. So I'm all but certain he wants to set himself up for his family up for security, and that's money. That's what this is.
Yeah, absolutely. And last time he was a restricted free agent. Like, he didn't have a ton of options.
Right.
Now,
exactly.
Now you do. I support bringing Heinicke back. The only thing that concerns me is if you're really trying to develop Howell or at least give him a real shot, because of these Heinicke Hive people, the first time Howell throws a pick, Is it helpful at FedEx Field if they start chanting Heineke? And I don't think it would be the same because nobody wanted Wentz, and people, I do think, want to see Howell succeed, so I think the vibe will be different. But the only thing that complicates it is the 15% of people that think Heineke is Joe Montana and scream about it all the time. So
I would argue that I think they would feel that way about any backup quarterback. You know, if the starter's not performing well after a couple games, I think there will always be those calls to bench him and just go to backup because the other person is always the savior, right?
Right.
Yep.
It's whoever is not in, that person is the right answer for us. So whether it's Heineke or somebody else, there's always going to be that, and that's just kind of the nature of the sport, and especially here where it's still a pretty competitive market. I think he's going to face that at some point anyway, and at least Heineke is somebody you know is a good teammate, at least that other quarterbacks within the room respect. But we'll see what they do there.
Talking with our friend Nicky Jabala from the Washington Post. Let's get our last question. We'll do a little ownership. I think that Dan's selling, and I think it's going to happen soon. Where are you at? I know you guys have done a bunch of reporting on all this stuff throughout.
Yeah, I mean, all indications are he's selling. How soon? I would think the soonest certainly is March when the other owners have a chance to approve it. I can't imagine it would be any sooner than that. Just looking at the past deals that the past franchise sales that have gone down. I mean, I think the Carolina Panthers was the fastest, and this would, you know, if this were approved and done in March, it would be way faster than that. All indications are that he's selling, but the whole process has been pretty tight-lipped, and I think there's probably a good bit of gamesmanship going on at this point in the process, I'm sure some camps are putting out certain leaks that, you know, maybe we're in, we're out, or whatever, or, you know, the price point is the average price point of the bids or this, just or you know, increased value, whatever. There's gamesmanship in this, like there are with all transactions, be it, you know, trades or contract negotiations or whatever. So, it's been pretty tight-lipped, and I think once it gets closer, a lot more information will come out. But yeah, I mean, and you've been, you know, near the top of the reporting, so, you know, kudos to you because it's a hard thing to follow.
Yeah, I think because I think there's a few there's complicating factors. The first one is named Dan Snyder. Everything is complicated with this person, right?
Right.
Second is the Bezos threat, real or perceived. Right. Can he come in at the last second and just beat everybody with dollars? Because he can. Third, and I don't think this is talked enough though. In league, I'm guarantee you know this, Nikki. Like, it's not often where people know other teams are about to come up for sale. Like, the Seahawks are going to come up for sale. The Chargers, it sure as hell seems like, are going to come up for sale. So, and I've heard rumors about other teams I'm not even going to speculate on publicly. But, with that in the backdrop, and I grew up a Redskins fan. I love this city. I love everything about it. Fan base has deteriorated. Yep. The stadium sucks. You've got to deal with three different jurisdictions with very different opinions of things. Like, you're buying a fixer-upper that you can turn in to one of the nicest houses on the block, but it's going to be a lot of work.
It's going to be a lot of work.
And it's a high price tag.
But the payoff is significantly higher than probably any other market. DC market compared to Seattle or any of the others that might come up soon, night and day. I mean, the value of DC is what is selling. And then,
if you get a real stadium,
of a stadium within the market, a new stadium, like
every
the amount of money
major,
a new owner can make on this team is massive.
I think we just heard a report came out that 10% they went up 10% the ticket sales or whatever it was. If a new owner comes in, that thing going to say 85%.
Dude, a new stadium, a new nice stadium downtown, especially, but as long as it's somewhere reasonable, it's not in Dumfries or whatever.
Everything. You got to think that everything is back on the table if a new owner comes in.
Yeah.
So all this three jurisdictions pitting each other, that's a non-story anymore.
That becomes
once a new
real
owner comes in.
Right. Like RFK is back on the table 100%. Every major corporation in the world, probably, certainly in the country, has a D.C. office.
Yes.
And every major corporation in the world, or at least in the country, is going to get a suite at that stadium. You know what that's going to go for?
Yeah. This will be a coveted franchise, not something that they're dreading having in their backyard like it is right now, you know?
Nikki.
This is a easy moneymaker right here. This one just makes so much sense.
It's a prime takes money to make money, though, because somebody's got to put $2.5 billion on the table.
There you go.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate
it. Of course. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's our friend Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post. Don't go anywhere. When we return, Jeff Walker on a Scotty's Red Bull Vodka Friday. That didn't make sense. On a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday?
Yeah, there you go.
That's like I've already started drinking them. Jeff Walker will give us his thorough review of the new sports book at FedEx Field.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Bet the NFL playoffs with FanDuel, where every play is a rush. This weekend, FanDuel is giving all customers a no-sweat same-game parlay during the divisional round. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get free bets back if your NFL playoff same-game parlay doesn't hit. Same-game parlays let you combine all your favorite bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Listen, when you look at the games this weekend, just take the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals. You can go with either one of the quarterbacks for overpassing touchdowns. Add that with an anytime touchdown score and for a running back to go over rushing yards, and you can win you a lot of money. You can even ride with thousands of other fans and bet popular same-game parlays already made for you. If you're new to FanDuel, join now with promo code Brian to see for yourself why it's America's number one sportsbook. And if you already have FanDuel, you can start building your no-sweat same-game parlay today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook with the official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. 3-plus legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max refund is $100. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.